Well, I've been pursuing this now for quite a while from the HSE, and what it reveals is of the top 10 hospitals in the state, Letterkenny has the lowest budget allocation. Indeed, the four Dublin hospitals in the top 10 receive 2 to 3 times more than Letterkenny University Hospital. And I'm very, very clear. This is the neglect of Donegal. This is discrimination, and it has to stop.
Now, these figures reflect on last year's budget. Have we any indication as to the allocation of this current year's budget and what Letterkenny University Hospital has received?
Yes, in Letterkenny, according to the figures I've been given, the budget for 2016 is less than last year, and it appears to me that the inpatient numbers are heading to be higher. So if anything, the situation is getting worse this year. And, you know, I have to ask serious questions, as I have raised this in the past about the neglect of the hospital. And what I'm seeing is the situation is getting worse. In the autumn now, when the Houses of the Rockists return, I am determined that the HSE and the government will be held to account, and that these funding systems change, and change as soon as possible.
You say that this will not be addressed until the autumn period, and this is coincidentally the time in which we see a very significant spike in people who are waiting for beds in Letterkenny University Hospital and indeed other hospitals across the country.
No, absolutely. And one of the things is that Letterkenny, you know, hospital has been treated like a backwater for years, even though the figures that I have obtained reveal that Letterkenny now is the sixth largest hospital in the entire state. It is a very significant major hospital that has been neglected for many, many years. And it's very clear that even though you might be able to explain some of the huge gaps in funding, you know, based on complexity of procedures, based on the range of specialities that might be in some of the Dublin hospitals, it goes nowhere near explaining why Dublin hospitals are receiving 2 to 3 times more than Letterkenny University Hospital. It's blatant neglect, it's blatant discrimination, and it has to stop.